You're listening to SBS News.
It's the most widely used drug in Australia and part of the cultural and social life in this country. But excessive alcohol consumption also comes with risks, including premature death, chronic disease, and increased risk of injury, prompting the National Health and Medical Research Council to revise its health guidelines for alcohol use. The new draft guidelines recommend having no more than 4 standard drinks on any one day and no more than 10 standard drinks in a week. The previous weekly guidelines set in 2009 was 14 standard drinks in a week. Professor Anne Kelso is the CEO of the National Health and Medical Research Council. She says the new advice has been developed over the past 3 years using the best health evidence available.
There's more evidence coming out that your risk of cancer can go up from fairly low levels of drinking. And that's quite common cancers like bowel cancer in men and women and breast cancer in women. And that's why one of the chief reasons why, as a result of the literature reviews and the modelling, the amount per drink per week has come down from around 14 drinks a week down to 10 drinks a week. That's probably the single biggest change.
Professor Kelso says the council is not telling Australians how much to drink. Rather, it's providing advice about the health risks from drinking alcohol so people can make informed decisions in their daily lives. In 2017, there were more than 4,000 alcohol-related deaths in Australia. And between 2016 and 2017, more than 70,000 hospital admissions. For women who are pregnant or likely to get pregnant, the advice is not to drink at all or, if not pregnant, to use contraception. Professor Kelso says while the evidence has been around for a while that alcohol can harm the developing baby, the evidence leaves no room for doubt.
The harm to the fetus can start before the woman knows she's pregnant. The central nervous system starts developing from 2 weeks after conception, and a woman typically doesn't know she's pregnant till around 6 weeks after conception. So if you're likely to get pregnant, you need to not drink, and if you want to drink, then best to avoid getting pregnant.
For children and young people under the age of 18, recommendations say there's no clear, safe level of alcohol consumption for this age group, with alcohol posing potential adverse effects on brain development. The guidelines also state starting alcohol use at an early age may put young people at greater risk of longer-term alcohol-related harms, including alcohol use disorders that tend to appear later in life. Curtin University's Professor Tanya Kikritz is a member of the Council's Alcohol Working Committee. She says there's good research suggesting even low levels of alcohol exposure to the developing brain can be harmful.
I know that a lot of parents who do introduce alcohol at a young age around the dinner table believe that's a way of gently introducing children to alcohol, and there are lots of reasons why they do that. That might reduce the likelihood of binge drinking and so on. But a lot of the countries that engage in this type of drinking around the dinner table and so on, you think often France or Italy or Greece, those countries have above average levels of injury among young people, particularly road injury and suicide. So it's not the case that sort of early level exposure is necessarily a good idea, even in those countries.
The council says about 25% of Australians drink more than 4 standard drinks on an occasion, although this number is decreasing, including the number of people aged between 12 and 17. When it comes to gender, women and men metabolise alcohol differently, but this mainly becomes an issue at much higher levels of consumption. Researchers say at lower levels, the health effects of alcohol for men and women are very similar, with the guidelines now reflecting that. Australian National University Professor Emily Banks is the committee's deputy chair.
More recent guidelines do also tend to have similar estimates, similar thresholds for men and women. So the French guidelines and the English guidelines also have the same for men and women. So it is a growing recognition. I think the other thing to say is that while women do have these physical differences in the way that they metabolise alcohol, men do tend to engage in more risky behaviours. So we do see a sort of an evening out there.
The draft guidelines are open for public comment until February the 24th, 2020. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.